Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony. Welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So the main takeaway from this weekend is the Giants need to hire Brian Daboll now. Sean should be like, or Shane, I don't know why I keep on saying Sean, but I know his name is Shane. He should say, you know what? You're hired. You don't even need a second interview. We're hiring you right now because that was an impressive display. And I'm taking a look at what people are saying, like his creative play calling now. You could take a look at the Bills' play calling at the end, but it was mainly just decisions that Sean McDermott was making, kicking out of the end zone, getting put on the 25-yard line. And if, the Chiefs, man, 13 seconds, that end of the game was just special. I'm glad I got to watch it. I just got out of work, and there were like 5 minutes left in the game. I'm like, oh, wow, that's not really that high scoring. And then Josh Allen scored. It's like, oh, no, he gave enough time for Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes scored too early because of the Tyreek Hill, like, 70-yard touchdown, or 64, I think it was. And then you guys know what happened. Then the Josh Allen scores, like, oh, that's game, 13 seconds. And then there was a, like, wait a minute. Can the Chiefs score? Like, why can't the Chiefs score more points? That's why I'm really concerned. When their backs are against the wall, they're better than everyone else. So if they came with that mentality and, like, every single drive, and they do score a lot of points, but they'd be just be insane. And, you know, in the end, it sucks for the Bills. I had them going to the Super Bowl in my pick. My official pick, I think, was like Tampa Bay versus Cleveland, I think. But in the beginning of the season, I had like Bills versus Washington. But to be fair, the team that did make it with San Francisco, who did advance, they're a team like Washington, relies on their defense. Washington just had a porous defense with, you know, a veteran quarterback. We thought it'd be Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, a decent offensive line. The Washington offensive line really kind of fell off a cliff. It never liked Cosme. Moses kind of had an accelerated season last year. I didn't really watch too much football this year, which is why I can't really comment on that many things. What kind of makes me, I don't know what the word is, like, sad? I don't know. But, you know, you use people like watch games. I'm like, if I watch games, I would know how every single player did. And sometimes I watch these recaps or listen to these recaps, and they didn't even mention, like, the offensive line. Like, what they were doing. Do people like not watch the game? Because every single time I watch the game, I have like a takeaway, like, oh no, this player did really well. And by the way, just I want to mention it, number 13 on that, I think it was Byron Pringle or Hardman, on that play, I don't know the numbers of the Chiefs, but on that 20-yard play to set up the throw to Kelsey for the OT winner, that was a pass interference or illegal blocking. He was like pushing the Bills defender like 10 yards down the field. I think that was a penalty. But anyway, so the Giants need to hire Brian Daboll now. And they are kind of fortunate. The Giants are a really fortunate team. If you take a look at the AFC, you have Mahomes. You have Allen. You have Herbert. You have, you know, who else am I missing? So you have, in the AFC, you have Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow, Allen, Carr, Mac Jones. No, just kidding. But like, and then the NFC, you're taking a look at it, aging Tom Brady, who has questions about his future, but without blocking, he sucks, you know, and I don't blame him. But like Aaron Rodgers, who's iffy, you know, especially now with joining back with the Green Bay Packers. Wilson, are we scared of Kyler Murray, Hurts, Dak, Stafford? I mean, that's all we got. We have a chance here. The Giants have a chance to get one of the best either quarterbacks in this draft, if you like one of them, or trade for a Rodgers, you know, a guy that you are scared of, kind of. And we have an opportunity here, and we need to make the most of this opportunity because we can change. If you think it's Daniel Jones, do you think Daboll can change Daniel Jones? That's great. And I think we have an amazing just chance here to transform this team, because if we were in the AFC, man, it would just suck. Imagine being in the, you know, the NFC West or AFC West with you know, Teddy Bridgewater as your quarterback, and taking a look at Carr, Herbert, and Mahomes, or, you know, you're taking a look at the, I guess the AFC North, and then, like, you have Lamar Jackson, even, and Burrow, but then you're the Steelers, like, oh, do we even have a quarterback here? The Browns, like, is this team just going to control the division? You're in the AFC East, and you're like, well, you have Bill Belichick, who's, you know, even if Mac Jones is not the guy, he's probably going to find a quarterback, and then you have Allen. And then, like, if you're the Dolphins or Jets, like, can we win this division? The best chance is going to be through the wild card. The Giants have a real opportunity here to do some great things. I like doing the draft because I get to watch an individual prospect and just game after game. The NFL just game pass situation, it always lags. Like, it's just so like unmotivating. And you're watching a game, you're into it, and then all of a sudden it just starts lagging. You know, it's like watching your favorite YouTube video. It's like even if, you know, it's the greatest video ever, sometimes you just keep on trying and trying and trying. But the NFL Game Pass experience is just not good. It just all of a sudden just randomly lags at points. And like I want to be able to watch these games. Can we do that, please? But yeah, Brian Daboll, we need, man. People want Brian Flores. I just realized they both have the same first name. Am I the first one to realize that? But Brian Flores, yeah, he's just going to be contradictory. I want us to get Daboll. Apparently, Patrick Graham got interviewed by the Steelers for their defensive coordinator position. I want to stay with, he said his dream job is the Giants. So why would he take a defensive coordinator position with the Steelers if we're offering him that same spot? It creates a continuity with this defense. Yes, I do think Patrick Graham's a little bit overrated in the sense that, like, when the other team needed to get something done, they did. You know, like the final 2 minutes of the half, when the team started getting aggressive. But that's with every single team. Every single team, you know, with the Bills defense, they're up like 16 points all game. And all of a sudden, the last 2 minutes, they left two touchdowns. So when a team wants to score, especially in this NFL, they'll score, which is why, you know, there's that debate, like, would we score as an offense or do we play a little bit of conservative? No, the more points you put up, the better. The more able you are to score points on a dime, the better, because teams are going to start scoring points. And if your offense can't keep up, it doesn't have the ability to keep up, you're screwed. You know, you can play that, you know, conservative type thing the entire game. When your offense needs to score points, you got to score points. And that's, you know, that's what we hope we get from Daniel Jones. And yeah, so... And I'm not sure if I've updated this recently because I only upload, by the way, divisional recap, just great games overall. Like, can Tom Brady, can he chill with the luck here? Like, is that luck curse gone? Is the curse gone, please? like 27-3 or whatever it was, 27-9. Was it 27-3 at one point to 27-6? I was at work. Sorry, I can't. I watched that final minute of the game. It's like, is Tom? I texted my Tampa Bay Buccaneer friend, like, oh, the game's over. He just gets so lucky with every single thing. But you know, Tristan Wirfs' value is great. Move him over to left tackle, please. You know, see, because that's the more important position. And move him over to left. Screw Donovan Smith. He's trash. He's actually trash. He's middle of the road. But yeah, but when I'm watching football, I'm really just mainly interested in the offensive line because I can't really see where the receivers are going. So your eyes just gravitate towards the offensive line. I love just watching it to see like some of the blocking schemes. But what were we talking about with the Giants going forward? Oh yeah, my draft crush. I have my new draft crush that I'm going to be revealing pretty soon. I think you guys already kind of know based on the previous video. I don't think anybody was really paying attention with close detail, but I have a new draft crush. We're going to continue to... I'm evaluating offensive linemen now, kind of just watching them. I'll have come up with like short videos on those. And yeah, so you know, we're in the draft process season. You know, I don't like watching college football because there's just so many games. But, you know, let the other people do the work for me. Let the other people say this guy is good, this guy's bad. And I'll turn on a little bit of YouTube tape and see, you know. I like it because I'm taking a look at this past year. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did pretty good. We may do, like, a recap to see how a separate thing to see, like, reacting to my draft board and to see how it was. Because there's some, like, why did I pick that guy over that guy? Like, I have Kellen Mond at number 4 and I had Mac Jones at number 6. I'm like, eh. And then especially with the comments that were given by Zimmer. But yeah, we have a real opportunity. It just gets me hyped. It just gets me hyped for the opportunity that the Giants have right now. Like, we have a general manager who brought the Bills from nothing to something. You know, they didn't make the playoffs for like 20 straight years. You know, the Bengals didn't make the playoffs for 20 straight years. And all it takes is that quarterback. Well, they made the playoffs. They haven't won a game in 30 years. And all it takes is that quarterback. So that's the number one goal. Get the quarterback. Now, I'll give you a 2-year window to find that quarterback. You know, this year, you're kind of tight. You don't rush it. You have some other things on this, you know, team that you need to solve. Maybe the offensive line. Maybe. But, you know, overall, the roster is good. But I'd prioritize offensive line, quarterback, because that's what makes the NFL succeed. And even if you don't have a good offensive line, a la the Bengals, your quarterback can bail you out a little bit. Your quarterback can do it. And then I want to mention the OT rules. I am considering, because I've been kind of a stickler, I've been like, well, it wasn't the coin's fault for letting up 75-play drive in 8 plays. You know, it wasn't the coin's fault for, you know, you blowing the lead right before, you know, the, you know, right before 13 seconds left. But I am open to the rule of just you have both teams in the playoffs because it's the playoffs. It's, you know, you lose, you're out. So people are overreacting. They're like, oh, could you do this? I've known this for all along. You should, you know, why did Allen get the ball back? I don't know, because your defense let up, you know, 50 yards and two plays in 13 seconds. I know that you can go to each individual game. And it's like, oh, it's not really the defense's fault. But, you know, I am open to having this period where, you know, two teams in overtime in the playoffs do it. Because if you lose, you're out. And you only have a couple more games left. So is it really that fatiguing? But the compounding fatigue, it's like the 20th game of the year that these teams are playing at this point. So it is tough. But the people are just up in arms. I'm like, I don't really get it. But yeah, so I had one point that I wanted to mention, but I think that's all I got today. But I hope you guys did enjoy this video. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.